At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Day 41, Americans, their families, green card holders, Afghan allies, all abandoned by Joe Biden behind enemy lines. And he goes out, gives a little talk today, mostly about lecturing Americans, the 25% that haven't taken his advice and mandate and gotten the vaccine, and scolding them and yelling at them and shaming them and doing everything possible. Then attacking Border Patrol. Border Patrol, by the way, the agents and their unions are apoplectic over these attacks. We have a full report coming up. They feel like this is being done on purpose as a distraction for the horrible policies, the aiding and abetting a lawbreaking of Joe Biden. So, you know, he took a whopping, what, four questions today. When it comes to Afghanistan, he's proud of what he's done. I'm like, are you kidding me? What is there to be proud of? He's turning the page, as he said. You know, he says, I'm going to be having a meeting with the Quad, the leaders of India, Japan, Australia, and we're going to be talking about Afghanistan, which is a legitimate thing for people to talk about. But in the end of the day is there's no easy. We're still getting out. And then he said he's proud of it. And he literally said, I make no apologies for my proposals, how I've and what he's done there. How do you say that? How do you not mention in 22 or 3 days the people you left behind in the middle of the Taliban and the absolute unmitigated disaster of now having in charge terrorists that now have more military equipment than any other terror group in the world? And now they're bringing back the days of, oh, let's cut off arms and legs and killing people in the streets and going door to door. They make a big announcement, public executions, amputations are back. Turn the page, Joe. Leave Americans with that group of people. You know, they're acting very businesslike and very professional, Joe. You know, everyone criticized us for all the punishments in the stadium. That's what, in the stadiums where they would kill people. In Kabul, and the stadium is where they cut people's hands off. And the stadium is where they cut people's hands and feet off. And the stadium is where they assassinate people, you know, or have family members do it for them. Unbelievable. They're terrorists, but we're lecturing them about inclusivity. I mean, the Biden doctrine, create a massive crisis and then try and distract and act as though it didn't happen. Name a single thing Joe Biden is doing that is working. Is it on the economy? No, the economy's a mess. We have 10 million Americans not going back to work. He's spending $5 trillion on the new Green Deal to appeal to the Democratic Party base, which is the Democratic Party of today. Maybe you're getting some pushback from Manchin and Sinema, but maybe not a whole lot. Are we going to say, you know, ending and eliminating energy independence is good for national security reasons? Because now we got to, Joe is begging OPEC to produce more oil, and they said no. Now, the Straits of Hormuz, where, you know, fully a third of the world's oil supply has to go through, and the Iranians are always playing games and saber-rattling and stopping tankers. We didn't have to worry about the Straits of Hormuz when we were energy independent under Donald Trump. We didn't import a single barrel of oil for months in Trump's last year of in office. Now we're begging OPEC. They're not going to take less than $75 a gallon at some point, and then they're going to push it up to $100 a gallon. And let me tell you, they think we are so dumb and stupid that they laugh at us, because they know that we have more energy in terms of natural resources than they do, and that we're such idiots that it's fine. I guess you can pollute the planet in Saudi Arabia. We'll treat China and India as developing nations, and we'll pay the freight for climate change with the Paris Climate Accords. We're like the biggest bunch of suckers in the world, and they're laughing at us. They're watching this debacle in Afghanistan, and they're like saying, holy, you know, Adam Schiff. You know, this is, it has emboldened every enemy we have. Now, that's just the foreign policy side. Then you got the economic impact. You like paying $1.50 more a gallon? I don't. Well, Hannity, stop whining. You can afford it. You're right. I can afford it. You're right. I've been fortunate in my life. I can afford it. I still don't like to pay $1.50 more a gallon. I don't know. Maybe I just never got out of the mindset of early in my life when I didn't have a penny. I can't help it. You know, for the same thick Oscar Mayer cut bacon that I buy at my local grocery store, now I'm paying an extra $2 a pound. I'm buying it. I'd rather get it for the cheaper price. Everything we buy, everything we purchase, we're all paying more for. It's called inflation, and it's only going to get worse because as the price of oil goes up, not only is it bad for national security, it's bad for the economy. We pay more for every single thing we get. It's unbelievable. What has this man done that he's gotten right? Because I can't see a whole lot that I'm particularly proud of. And then he's out there all, you know, today, you know, lecturing and scolding and shaming and attacking every single person. Now, what he didn't say is that the FDA said no to his booster shots, except for people 65 and older, which is interesting because that's what Dr. Robert Malone, who was on this program yesterday, said, and he invented the technology for mRNA vaccines. Of course he believes in vaccines and science. He created the science. The guy's actually brilliant. But he also says that they're overusing it and they haven't done enough research on these things. That's what he's saying. I don't know what. Ask your own doctor. I'm just trying to give you information so that you can bring it to your own doctor and make the right decision for you and your family. You know, and then now people are saying that, you know, Joe Biden is out there and he's blaming, you know, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I hate to tell you, Joe. Now, I saw this. I got tipped off to turn on The View today. You know, when two of the hosts were asked to go off stage in the middle of the second, at the start of the second segment.
Since this is going to be a major news story any minute now.
Yeah.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines. So, And the vice president is being prepped for her arrival, right?
Yep.
They cleaned the table. We washed. They did the hands. Everybody's getting all cleaned up, and she'll be out here in a second.
Now, everybody in that audience has been exposed. Now, by the way, unlike liberals, when you read a conservative or somebody unvaccinated, you know, gets COVID, you know, they deserve to die. I mean, the attacks against Joe Rogan, I'm like, am I like the only person on air that I'm thankful that Joe Rogan's okay? I want both Sonny and Anna. I don't watch this hard-hitting news show. I want them to get well. And I hope maybe Joe might not ration away, you know, if they have a breakthrough case, the monoclonal antibodies that have been so effective that now have resulted in Ron DeSantis. He's had to go out and buy his own because it's working so well in the state of Florida, and Joe Biden has decided that he's going to play politics with it, and he's rationing it. We don't even have a shortage of monoclonal antibodies. Anyway, so now he's forced the hand of Ron DeSantis, and he says it's clearly saving lives. It's keeping people out of the hospital. It's something that, even short of being hospitalized, something that you can really, you know, knock you on your rump for a week or two. It assists in the recovery. People get better much quicker if they get this infusion, this treatment, this monoclonal antibodies. By the way, is part of the information that I'm telling you to accumulate. I'm not telling people to put on white labs and start your own virology, laboratory. But, you know, learn about the questions if, God forbid, vaccinated or unvaccinated, a breakthrough case, or you get a positive COVID test. You immediately want to ask your doctor about, well, what are the therapeutics available? Doctor, what do you think of monoclonal antibody treatments? And you might want to talk to other doctors that you know so that you can make the right decision for you. You know, it's interesting how Biden's own CDC chief you know, Rochelle Walensky, another one, along with Biden and Psaki and Harris and Fauci, that said we'll never mandate vaccines. You know, she now goes against her own CDC's panel's recommendations on the booster shot. So she signs off on a series of recommendations from the panel saying it should be offered to people 65 and over and other people that have underlying medical conditions. Meanwhile, that was not what her own panel had recommended. And the CDC quietly removed guidance for when schools should scrap masks and other COVID precautions. You want to know where a lot of vaccine hesitancy came from? It came from the federal government. You know, Fauci, a mask isn't going to stop anything. Can't wear a mask. Maybe one little droplet, but it's not going to work. Then one mask, then two masks. Then you get the choice. You get the vaccine or your mask. What? There's your choice. Now it's vaccine and mask, and now booster shot and booster shot and booster shot in perpetuity with every variant that comes out. They can't get their story straight. It's like Joe Biden fully vaccinated. Jill Biden fully vaccinated. They're socially distant. They're outside with their masks on to go inside the 96-year-old home of Jimmy Carter, former president, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, and they take off their masks and they get in close proximity. How's that for following the science? You know, what is amazing to me is all these people playing doctor. They never went to medical school. One size fits all, Dr. Joe Biden. Okay, Dr. Humpty Dumpty at CNN. I'm really, there's the epitome of health. I'll listen to him. No, thank you. Listen to your doctor. Take into account your unique medical history, your current medical condition. Do your own research. And I'm not talking about a lab coat, you dumbasses in the media that made that stupid analysis. They really are a bunch of dumbasses. They're some of the dumbest people ever on TV. They created vaccine hesitancy. I believe in science and vaccine science. I've said it, but I'm not your doctor. And I don't know a darn thing about your medical condition. Your doctor does. And, you know, do you know the difference between an mRNA vaccine versus a J&J vaccine? I actually learned a lot more yesterday from Dr. Malone. Why? Because I'm trying to educate myself. I've actually read the efficacies. Now he talks about efficacies in a clinical setting versus real life and real world efficacy. And now we're finding that, in fact, that the antibodies decline somewhat rapidly, especially with the Pfizer shot, which is why they're talking about the booster shot. But, you know, all those that refuse to get vaccinated cost us all. You know, I'm moving forward with vaccination requirements wherever I can. This is Biden today. These requirements will cover 2/3 of all workers. And I'm pleased to see businesses and organizations with their own vaccine mandates, blah, blah. The unvaccinated are putting our economy and recovery at risk. No, it's not. It's your bad policies. And causing unease around the kitchen table. I mean, he's beating the living crap out of people. I mean, what about the people with rare conditions or natural immunity? You know, if you have natural immunity and you even want to get vaccinated, you're not allowed to get, they're not recommending you get the vaccination. So I guess you're shut out of restaurants for 3 months, 6 months, whatever the period of time is. If you get COVID, you have natural. What if your antibody levels are still high? What if, you know, what about T-cell immunity? Can we not ask questions of somebody that actually went to a real medical school rather than these idiots on TV and on radio and in Washington, D.C.? I mean, Joe Biden doesn't even know what day of the week it is. I'm not going to listen to his science. I'm going to follow real scientists. I'm going to talk to real doctors who went to real medical schools, like Harvard, the ones we've interviewed, and Yale, the ones we've interviewed, and really brilliant people like the ones that created the technology that may make it possible for the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna. I'll check in with the pros. Be careful of these payment apps like Venmo and Cash App and other you know, payment methods. You got to adjust your privacy settings, because they often share your personal information, and that means your identity is at risk. All of us every day, we're putting our personal information at risk on the internet. And LifeLock.com sees the threats you're going to miss on your own. They'll scour the dark web on your behalf to make sure your information is not compromised and for sale. If it is, you get an alert. If your identity's stolen, you'll get a dedicated restoration specialist to help fix it for you. LifeLock by Norton, a very low annual rate. And today you save an additional 25% off your first year. If you haven't done this, please do it, because if this happens to you, it's an absolute Adam Schiff show. I promise you. 800-LIFELOCK, lifelock.com. Use the promo code Hannity to save an extra 25%. Protect your name, finances, reputation, credit score. 1-800-LIFELOCK, lifelock.com, promo code Hannity.